أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to another episode of Living the Quran through the Living Quran, in which we have been investigating Surah Yasin, chapter number 36, and its commentary as authored by Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati in his Tafsir al-Nur. Today in our discussion, we want to look at verses number 31 and 32. And these actually are a continuation of the speech of God, the speech of Allah, in his discussion about what happens to communities who decide to ignore his messages, who decide to go against his commandments, who decide to kill the messengers, kill the righteous individuals, and feel that they have, you know, they're completely immune from any kind of action or retribution because they feel themselves to be too powerful, too strong, too mighty of a empire to ever be touched by anybody. God showed us in the previous verse that these people who had denied the three individuals who came to them and eventually killed the individual who came running from the furthest part of the city, God showed us that their outcome was that they were destroyed by God, that God does not tolerate this sort of, you know, flagrant abuse of power and authority. And so in the previous section, God told us that they were utterly destroyed and that it was just a command, and they were all leveled to pieces. In the verses for today, let us first listen to the Arabic and the English translation and come back and better understand the workings of Allah and how He deals with these obstinate generations of the past, of the present, and obviously of the future as well. God says the following in the Quran.
أَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ وَإِن كُلُّ لَمَّا جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ
Have they not seen how many generations we have ruined before them, and that those generations never come back to them after the ruination? Indeed, they, one and all, shall most certainly be brought before us. As we see in these two verses, that the Sunnat Allah, the tradition of Allah, the way that God works is a cyclical, meaning that, you know, when people perform a certain action, when people act in a certain way, there is an outcome which they have to face, the rule of cause and effect. And here God tells us that have people not studied the previous generations, that they were also destroyed because of their own doing, their own actions. And that God says that this is a continuous tradition that He has put into place within the human society. One of the words which God mentions in this verse, in the first verse under review, is Qurun. This word, according to Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati, as he quotes from Tafsir Namuna of Sheikh Nasim Karim Shirazi, could mean one of two things. It could either mean a long period of time, right, meaning that God talks about the fact that a long period of time will go by, would transpire, and these communities would be destroyed, you know, that have lasted for generations upon generations and centuries upon centuries. Or it could also refer to people who live at one particular period of time. So a community that are, you know, living at a particular time frame, that frame of time that they are in could also be described using this word. But ultimately, the outcome is one and the same, whether it's over a long protracted period of time or one community's cycle of existence or life cycle of existence. The outcome is one and the same, is that God has a divine retribution in plan for those who decide to openly break His laws and to disregard the messengers which He sends for the betterment of the masses of humanity. As for some of the takeaway points that we can derive, the lessons that we can learn and try to better implement within our day-to-day lives, the first lesson that we can learn is that those who do not research history, those who do not delve into the past of the previous generations and do not take a lesson from the outcome of the people of the past are people who have been reprimanded by God. History is not just there to read about. History is not just there to make a movie about or a miniseries about. History is there for you and I to learn a lesson from. And one of the reasons why we want to learn these lessons is the fact that the tradition of Allah, the Sunnah of Allah, is a constant. It is one of those realities of the universe, of the system that we exist in. And that brings me to my second point that we can derive, is that the Sunnah of Allah, the constants of Allah, the methodology of God, that these are universal and they continue. The law of cause and effect, the law of what goes around comes around. When we look at history and we see one scene unfold, and we see the outcome, whether it be a positive or a negative outcome, we have to realize that that will be replicated in the future, because God's rules are constant. Another point which we can derive is that the divine wrath of God, the anger of God, which is obviously manifest in punishment, that once this has become manifest, once this has actually transpired or began to affect a community, that it becomes very difficult, if not impossible, to actually go back and make amends for our ways. Obviously, there's always time for repentance, but once the punishment has, you know, been sent down, so to speak, then there is no turning back. There is no changing of God's, outcome in that particular time. So as long as the punishment has not yet reached a community or an individual or a society, they have time to reflect and change their ways. But once punishment has been sent, that is basically case closed. And as we conclude, the last point that we can derive from this collection of verses for today is the fact that all of humanity will be raised up on the day of resurrection, Muslim and not, righteous and sinner, the good and the bad, all of us will be raised up together on the plains of the court of resurrection to be accountable for our actions before God. And as we close, we ask God to allow us to be able to change our ways before it becomes too late, and that we can be raised up with the righteous men and women of God on the plains of resurrection. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.